The Federal Communications Commission's 2020 Rural Digital Opportunity Fund awarded over $9 billion to cable and satellite operators, phone companies, and others to deploy broadband in areas lacking it. A new report from the Institute for Local Self-Reliance shows that program included no requirement for tribal consent or engagement before companies placed bids. Author Jessica Auer says that left some tribes, especially those with their own broadband projects, in what she calls a bureaucratic boondoggle that led to tension and confusion.
They're required to spend resources and staff time trying to contest these awards, confronted by outside providers who feel that they have a mandate and a right to build on sovereign tribal lands.
Auer says not including tribal nations at the table is, in many cases, considered a violation of tribal sovereignty. According to a 2022 study, households in tribal areas are about 24% less likely to have access to broadband internet than others. In some cases, tribes are able to build these projects themselves. The Rosebud Sioux Tribe was awarded a $40 million grant to connect over 1,500 tribal households with fiber internet access and an LTE network.